blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I am for Jesus, in Him lies my hope. Have you been cleansed and whole? Are you washed in His blood? Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
Jesus Christ is calling you. In life, there are several unforgettable moments and days. Moment that one we always remember. It might be your birthday, the day you graduated from school. For others, it might be their wedding days, or maybe your children's birthday. In life, there are special days or moments that are difficult to forget. Such a day happened in the life of a man called Zacchaeus. The book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 1 to 10, tell us the story of this lucky man called Zacchaeus. Jesus' encounter with Zacchaeus was an incredible and unforgettable moment. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was very rich. He wanted to see who Jesus was. But because he was a shorty, he was a short man, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. So Jesus came to the spot where Zacchaeus was. Jesus looked through the crowd, up into the tree, and called him by name. Calling someone by name was and still a good way to start a communication. Were you surprised Jesus knows Zacchaeus by name? Don't be. Psalm 139 verse 13 says, quote, "You created the deepest part of my being. You put me together inside my mother's body," unquote. So Jesus knew Zacchaeus, even though Zacchaeus didn't yet know Jesus Christ. Not only did Jesus call Zacchaeus by name, but he invited himself to his house, telling Zacchaeus, quote, "I must stay at your house today." Luke 19:5. We are told Zacchaeus gladly came down at once and welcomed Jesus to his home. And we are given a glimpse into how the crowd around him felt as they watched him climb down the tree. They began to whisper among themselves, saying, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But for Zacchaeus, this encounter was the turning point in his life. It was an unforgettable moment. Not only he answered the call, our Lord, but he also recognized that he was a sinner and in need of repentance. His offer to give half of his possession to the poor and promise to repay anyone he has cheated four times over. The amount was unusually generous. It was the sort of fruits in keeping with a repentance that God wants. Zacchaeus' encounter with Jesus led him to repentance. The encounter with our Lord changed Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a new man. Zacchaeus was a changed man after he saw Jesus. As scriptures say, if anyone believes in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Zacchaeus' old deceptive ways were gone, and a new righteous man in Christ has come. Jesus did not call Zacchaeus alone. He is calling you and me. He is calling everyone who wants to be saved from the certain destruction that is coming. He is calling us to everlasting life with him. Remember, Zacchaeus was a rich man. He was a short man, and he was a hated man because they hate tax collector. But he never allowed all those obstacles to stop him from answering the call of Jesus Christ. Jesus is calling you today. Jesus has been calling you every day. Are you going to answer him? Can you hear his voice? He is calling you now. For Zacchaeus, he only called him once. But for us, Jesus Christ is calling to us in numerous ways. He is calling us through the scriptures. In fact, from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation are filled with the words and glory of Christ, inspired by the Holy Spirit, drawing his shape to follow him. On the radio and television broadcast, Jesus never stopped calling us. Even in social media, on our phone with different apps, Jesus is calling us every day. He's calling us through the sermons and through this message. Are you listening to Jesus in a non-edited manner? Selective listening is rebellion. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Do you find yourself reading the Bible and thinking, well, that's not what he really meant? Or, that's just asking too much? Or, I can't do that? If we find ourselves tweaking and diluting the Bible to fit comfortably around our desires, our hunches, our sin, and our idols, remember, Apostle John warned us, quote, "And by this, we know that we have come to know him. If we keep his commandment, whoever says, 'I know him,' but does not keep his commandment, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word in him, truly the love of God is perfected. By this, we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked." 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 to 6. Let me end this message with an edited version of Sarah Young's poem, Jesus Calling, Come Back Home. He is calling you to come back home. You belong to him. Come with a teachable spirit, eager to be changed. A close walk with Jesus is a life of continual newness. Do not cling to old ways as you step into a new day. Instead, seek his face with an open mind, knowing that your journey with the Lord involves being transformed by the renewal of your mind. As you focus your thought on Jesus, be aware that he is fully attentive to you. He knows your name, even if you do not know him. Jesus sees you with a steady eye because his attention span is infinite. He knows and understands you completely. Jesus' thought for you is to embrace you in everlasting love. He also knows the plan he has for you. Plan to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Give yourself fully to this adventure of increasing attentiveness to Jesus' presence. May the Lord bless you as you are answering the call of our Lord. Please share this message to everyone you know. By doing so, you are proclaiming the redemptive gospel of Christ. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like us on our Facebook page for daily inspiration words of God. I am Dr. Gabriel Oluwakotame of Faith Wallet Ministry. Till next week, please stay blessed.
Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
You have been listening to Faith Hour, brought to you by Faith Wallet Ministries, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, USA. Our messages are designed for you to come closer to God. Let repentance be your daily song. You can listen to all our messages on our website, faithwallet.org, YouTube, Facebook, and many audio streaming apps like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. You can send your email to faithwallet55@gmail.com. If you want to receive daily words of encouragement in your personal mailbox, send your WhatsApp number to 210-868-9701. Again, the number is 210-868-9071. May the Lord bless you and give you the grace to abide by his will. Amen. Now is the time, don't